My name is Alan Wilson, and I'm running for town commissioner for the town of Pittsboro. I was inspired to join the race for several reasons. First of all, we had some issues in Chatham Park that we needed to have addressed by the town. So I got to work shoulder to shoulder with a lot of the town staff members, and I was really impressed by the talent and the knowledge of the folks that are there. And then the town put on what's called a Citizens Academy, which gave us the opportunity to get in and look how the different departments of the town actually operate, the budgeting process, and so on. So that piqued my interest. And finally, I'd done this before in Morgantown, West Virginia, so I had the bug a little bit. I'm really focused on three top issues, and that is number one, safety. Number two is quality of life, and number three is stewardship. Safety, primarily why it's a driver for me, is because of where I've worked. I've worked with electric utilities, natural gas utilities, and at a hospital, and all three, safety is at the forefront. So I'm looking at those same issues for Pittsboro, particularly intersections, crosswalks, bicycle paths, all those things that are blatant hazards if we don't have the proper systems and protections set up for folks. Quality of life really is a fairly broad category, but I've found out very quickly that affordable housing, attainable housing, is a big issue down here. Now, for me, it's also very personal because I've got one daughter who lives in Holly Springs, and she's fortunate enough with her husband to have a home down there. The other daughter lives in High Point, and they are renting in an apartment, and I just don't see any way that they are going to be able to, in the near term, purchase a home, which just breaks my heart. So being able to help people build equity, buy a home, even rent to own, is at the forefront. Finally, with stewardship, it's no surprise that, you know, we've got a lot of economic development going on, which I think is great. But I also don't want to see scorched earth. I don't want to see our environment to the extent that, you know, people are unhealthy. Their well-being is jeopardized because of what we're doing. So I think we have to engage in smart growth. I see the Chatham Park community as being part of Pittsboro, but you know, we need to get acclimated. We need to learn about each other and start getting involved with each other. And that is part of the quality of life issue that I have, is look at those opportunities where we can get current residents and new residents together to exploit opportunities and solve problems. So I'm going to go back to Morgantown, West Virginia, just for a minute. There are several advisory committees to the city council up there. There is a green team, which is an environmental advisory committee that advises the city council on environmental issues. There's a bicycle and pedestrian advisory committee that advises the city council on those issues. And over in Holly Springs, where our one daughter lives, they've got a teen advisory committee for parks and recreation. So I think bringing old and new together to work on those things and advise the town commission is going to be good. I'd also look at some joint projects everybody can get invited to, a town cleanup, creating pollinator gardens within the pocket parks in Pittsboro. I think those are all ways to bring the people together. And quite frankly, I think the commissioners in the last 4 years have done a very good job considering what was facing them. They had town manager turnover. But this last town manager that they hired, I think he is top-notch. The town has also adopted a unified development ordinance, a land use plan, all of which sets the foundation for the future of Pittsboro. Now, I'm not going to second guess. I will tell you that I am hesitantly optimistic about the merger of the water and sewage systems with Sanford. If I could go back 10 years and solve the problem in its inception, you know, knowing that Pittsboro is growing the way it is and was going to have those additional demands, I'm a big advocate of the local government owning their own system. So I'm just a little bit queasy when we say we're turning over our entire systems to Sanford, because then they're going to be driving the car. Now, I do think the agreement was tailored correctly. But I'm concerned about quality still, and I'm concerned about the rates. One of the reasons being, in West Virginia, the Public Service Commission regulated municipal rates. There's no such backstop here in North Carolina. When voters see my name on the ballot, I want them to think there's a conscientious person. I want them to think that I'm a principled leader who is responsive and also who is hardworking.